the She's Becoming Domestic podcast, a place for modern moms to listen, laugh, learn, and love the crazy life she leads. Here's Shanasty and Brad.
Hello, everyone. It's been a little while, but we are so happy to be back here on the podcast. I'm Shanasty Ireland up in Ohio, and we have Brad in Alabama. Hey, Brad, how's it going?
Shanasty, what's happening? I can't believe it is already late July and we are on August's doorstep.
I know. Crazy. And you know, we haven't recorded a podcast in a little while, and we just want everyone to know we did not forget about you guys. We did not forget about each other. We've just been busy. I was in Montana for 3 weeks and you were in Naples, right?
Yes, as we lovingly call it, Radlands North and Radlands South.
Yeah.
My gosh, talk about opposite ends of the spectrum. But you know, the thing I was amazed from your pictures in Montana is, you know, it's like everyone's stereotype of, let's say, like Egypt or the pyramids. You know, you look at all the pictures for the pyramids, but if you look at the map, it's like right next to the city and you don't get to see all that. Just like Montana, you guys are sending stuff like cool places that you can visit and do like in a social scene. And I'm like, man, they have cool things in Montana. I thought it was just like buffalo and mountains.
Well, there are only about a million people total that live in that entire state. So they do have a lot more bison than people, but it's beautiful out there. We absolutely love it. We originally decided to go for 2 weeks. And after a couple of days, we were like, you know, we don't really have much to get back to. So we might as well just extend this trip. And the nice thing about it was everybody out there was super cautious. Everyone had masks. Everyone practiced the social distancing. It wasn't like coronavirus doesn't exist out there. But at the same time, there's a lot less people. And there's a lot that you can do outside where you're not with a bunch of people. You can go fishing. You can go hiking. You can just explore, you know, stay away from the trails that, you know, a bear will come down, because they will. But there's so much to do out there. And we didn't even make it. I've been in the past before kids to Yellowstone and the Grand Tetons and Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and all of those places. My kids are still a little young for that, because where we stay in Bozeman, it's about a 2.5 hour drive just to get to the park. And then when you're there, it's just driving around looking for animals and looking for Old Faithful. And my kids would just be like, ugh, this is the worst. So they're a couple years from that. But when you make it out there, Brad, there's just so much to see. And the people are so wonderful. And I have to say, it was a magical trip. It was really hard to come back.
I hear you. Yeah. Carrie and my crew were in Naples for really the month of June. And past, I guess, July 4th, and I was down there at least 2 of those weeks. And to your point, people there in Collier County were very cautious, at least the beachgoers. It's an older crowd where our place is. And the beautiful thing about it is once you park your car, you really don't have to leave. The beach is right there. And then there's a restaurant down there and everything else. And then you might have to go to the grocery store, which you're going to do here anyway. But yeah, like you, for the first time in a while, I really embraced the beach. I'm usually not a beach man. And that's because I was a little bit scarred when I was in college. I worked for a resort in West Palm Beach or Palm Beach. And I'd have to go to the beach every day and work and seat people and set up towels and pull chairs. So I was jaded to it. But I'm finally starting to get around to enjoying it a little bit more. And also, I think it's because my kids are older now, so I'm not having to like sleep with one eye open and watch them constantly. Or, Dad, let's build another sandcastle.
Totally.
It was more relaxing. I could actually hear the ocean instead of screams, and it was actually pretty cool. So we were happy.
That's awesome. I found that it seems there's quite a few people that have been making kind of longer extended trips this summer. I don't know if it's necessarily because a lot of people are still working from home. There's been a lot of road trips happening. A lot of people are just traveling in their car. I know when we were in Montana, some of the locals were telling us, yeah, we've seen license plates from New Jersey and Florida. And they're like, people from New Jersey don't drive to Montana. So
that's a heck of a drive.
It is a heck of a drive. So I feel like, you know, through all of this, a lot of people have maybe gone outside of their comfort zone of the places that they usually travel to experience new things and perhaps stay longer. I know when I was out there, I mean, I don't even know if I've told you this, but I'm on this kick. I want to get an RV. And I think everyone thinks I'm joking, but I really want one, and I'm going to drive it by myself with all four kids, because of course Jeff's gonna have to work, and I'm gonna come down to Alabama. I'm gonna go, there you go. In this RV. While we were in Montana, though, it was shortly after the 4th, our school district released their plans for back to school, and they were kind of one of the first schools here locally in Columbus to release their plans. And I gotta say, and I think all parents are gonna relate to this. It's tough. It was a tough choice. It really was. And I think what it comes down to is we as parents shouldn't even have to be making these decisions, right? I mean, we have kids. They should be going to school. If we're not homeschooling them, they should just go to school like normal. And with this pandemic, it's just kind of put us in a tough spot.
Yeah, what are they wanting to do there? What's their kind of quote-unquote plan?
So our school here, it's either 5 days a week back full-time or it's virtual learning. So that's the only two options they're giving. They've kicked around the idea of a hybrid 2 days on, 3 days off, and the other way around if we go to a certain zone. I don't know if Alabama's this way, but we're colored. It's like the red zone and the orange zone, and maybe that's how it is around the country. But if we get into the red zone, then we would be pushed to a hybrid system. But the families that choose virtual learning, they won't be affected at all because they're going to be doing that from home. And it's only the first semester. So this is just August through December. And then I think educators and parents alike will reassess. But I say all of this with in the back of my mind thinking, if kids even go back to school, I don't know.
Yeah, it's, as you know, and like everybody knows, it's so fluid. Again, in my glances at numbers the past couple days, it looks like stuff's getting a little bit better in the quote unquote hotspots. But you know, once things get better, then they just get worse because people relax. So, yeah, you know, the plan down here is similar to that. But I think there are pockets. Alabama's so unique or different, and maybe it's like this in Ohio. But you know, like each county has its own school system, and even in our county of Shelby County, we have like two or three school systems within it. So like it's the Wild West. Anybody can do whatever they want. So our county currently is having kids go back to school.
So there's no option for anything else, right?
Well, I take that back. There is an online element to it. I believe you do like in your place have the option.
Well, it's going to be interesting. So we decided to do the virtual learning. That's just the decision our family made based off of my kids are much younger, for one. So unlike Kristen, who's going to be a senior, I don't have to teach my kids whatever math level she's in, right? I mean,
right.
It is very elementary. I'm not teaching chemistry and algebra and things like that because, and also my kids are also at the age where sure they have friends, but not like your kids in high school. That's completely different.
And just remind everybody what grades that Luke and Eden are going into.
So Luke will go into second grade and Eden will go into first grade. And Adam was supposed to start preschool this year, but we decided to just keep him out. And he's the real, I don't want to say threat in our family, but he's the one that had the RSV. He has asthma. He has really, really bad respiratory problems throughout the year. And for us, it just didn't make sense to put him in that environment where he's going to have to wear a mask and who knows what else when he's only 3 years old. He could still complete a year of preschool before he enters kindergarten. So that's what we chose for him. And then my other two, I think that if it was a full school year I had to commit to, I don't think I would have done it. That would have scared me. But the fact that it's only to December, I think that that made me feel a little bit more confident of, okay, well, we can try this out, see how it works. And then my children will still be enrolled in their school system, so they could very easily, right after Christmas, go back to school like nothing happened.
Right.
And another thing is, if the children in our school system go back to school full time and the governor declares a shutdown again, those children will have to go into a virtual learning environment. And it won't be the same one that my kids are already enrolled in. So my kids are going to be in kind of a third party for certain subjects, if that makes sense.
Kevin, mm-hmm. who's five, he'll be a kindergartner. Now, if we did virtual, the day that they are proposing is like an 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. day. On the computer. Is it similar up there or is it different?
No, I mean, not that we've heard of. What they said to us was, if you're doing the virtual, you have to commit to 3 hours a day.
Okay.
That's what they said. Now, we haven't gotten any more details as to, will we have specified Zoom calls where the kids have to be present for? I'm not really sure how it all will work. We haven't been given a lot of details yet, which is also kind of scary.
It's only like August 1st, essentially.
Well, and that's the thing. And I should also preface this with, I'm home. Okay. So my family didn't have to make the very difficult decision of somebody not going back to work because they have to teach our kids. I mean, I couldn't imagine, and I can't imagine what that'll be like for parents if it does have to move to 100% virtual online schooling again, because I know how difficult it was from March through the end of the year last year.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah, and we're in that boat. Both Carrie and I work, so the options weren't very, grand. We had to send them back, or we are going to send them back.
Right.
So.
Right.
And it's more than just the work aspect. It's like you mentioned. It's my oldest daughter's senior year, so we want her to at least get as much out of it as possible. Two, when we went to the online system here, it was a disaster.
Yeah.
And to your point, they've had all these months to figure it out, but we can't even get a straight answer as to what it will look like. And then no teacher is identical, because they'd have one teacher that would give assignments every day. One teacher would give one a week. And then you have some students who, you kind of learn through the grapevine of parents, making A's who are solid C students in the classroom, but because of the the unfair workload, if you have, Jane Smith as your teacher as opposed to John Smith.
Sure.
You get an A with her because you don't have to work virtually, because she'd rather just not do anything or assign anything, where the other guy is trying to take it hardcore and still teach the kids, but they just don't learn it as well because they're not in a classroom.
Totally.
Just too much going on around the house, or too many temptation, especially with no one watching if you have a phone out or You have the TV on in the background, which, by the way, I'm watching Shark Fest as we're recording this. And this is my new favorite vice. Like, Shark Week used to be cool. Shark Fest on Nat Geo is killing them.
Wow.
Just killing.
Why is my son Adam not watching this? This is happening right now.
Yeah, National Geographic Channel. It's like, my poor uncle who's been watching it with me, he's like, I don't know if I can step in the water again.
Right. Who lives in Florida, mind you. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the way they Shark Fest makes it out, like if you just step in the water, you're going to get attacked.
You're dead, basically.
You know. Yeah. Right. I mean, every body of water has a great white in it.
Right.
But anyway, back to where I was going. No, our online option was just brutal. And here's like crotchety old me. And I was talking to Carrie about this. You know, we try to be so innovative in learning. So we get into like these, the group learning or this other type of learning. When I was in school, you had like the textbook. It was like the math textbook that you had. Then your teacher had the big one with the binder because it had all the answers. And then there were worksheets. And it's so funny that line of learning would really be so much more beneficial today, because you could just assign kids the chapter in the book. You'd have the worksheets in it, so you could take it home and you could do it and not skip a beat. It was like when your teacher was out and the substitute would just hand you the worksheet that was in the book.
Totally. Totally.
And now, since you do collaborative, you know, they make it all sound all fancy and this and that, and you have to work in groups and da da da. Now the system is just collapsing because it's designed where everyone has to be in a building. And I particularly get angry about this because in Alabama, as you remember, we used to miss school a bunch for either it was weather, tornadoes, or if we, you know, miraculously got ice or snow, that would shut us down for days. And the kids are just out. There's no backup system that can allow them to work virtually. That's built in. They're just making this stuff up as they go, which is just it's like a lot of systems. It's broken, but I guess where I started was, yeah, my crew they'll go back as long as they're capable. And what we've been working on and practicing for since March is wear your mask wherever you go. Don't touch anybody with your hands. Open doors with, you know, your elbow, your shoulder, anything you can do. Just try to practice the distancing, the mask wearing. Always wash your hands. If not, have hand sanitizer in your purse or your pocket, and you're good.
How have they rolled out the mask? Have they talked about that? Everyone will have to wear them nonstop. Have they talked about that?
They have. Well, and this is about eight. That policy came out a couple weeks ago, and Alabama has since gone to a mandatory mask wearing, which is laughable because people don't wear them all the time. But the school at the time when they decreed the rule, and I'm sure it'll change, but I don't know if it's officially been changed, is the mask was optional. But for ours, they will for sure wear the mask all the time. And we've gotten, you know, good doses of that. We've flown recently where you have to, you know, as soon as you get out of your car, you have to have your mask on. And that's like a 6 or 7 hour stretch. So they're used to it. It's, you know, sadly, I think that the mask wearing is going to be a part of our daily lives for a while.
Right. You know, and I want to say as well, I really feel sorry for educators during all of this. Some of these teachers, at least in our district, and I'm not sure it probably is like this in other states, some of them are going to have to do both. They're going to have to do the in-person teaching and they're going to have to do the online teaching. And it's just double the work. And they also have kids of their own at home that they're going to have to help with. And it just, I said this to a neighbor the other day, it would just be a really difficult time to be a school administrator, period, right now, or anyone that works within the school district. I think it'd be really hard.
Yeah. Well, nobody plans for a coronavirus, that's for sure.
No.
And, but the problem is, like in a lot of places that I know where people work, and sometimes there's just too many cooks in the kitchen.
Sure.
And you know, it's different everywhere. Like you said, I'm sure like school in Montana, you could walk in without a mask because there's not hardly any cases. You know, here in Alabama, there's pockets. Like in Birmingham, it's a hot spot. Down here, it's not so bad. Montgomery, a hot spot. Then other pockets, it's not so bad. So I know it's incredibly difficult, and each is to their own. And that's where each school has to get unique. Because I just don't think you can just blanket roll out, you know, guidelines, because it's very different for everybody.
It is different. It makes me sad that some people still don't listen. I mean, just wear your masks, guys. Just, I don't know. I think it's just something really small that we can do. It's an easy thing to do. Do I love wearing a mask? No. Do my kids? Not really. But it's just what we're supposed to do right now. And it won't be forever, I hope. but it's a strange time that we're living in. I mean, Brad, when you and I started this podcast, we were planning to go to Destin, Florida. Like we were going to record an episode down there. And we canceled that trip the week of. But never in a million years did I think in August we'd still be discussing this stuff.
Oh, man. Well, let's roll through the calendar, because we were like, hey, we have Disney, because we were going to catch up at Disney World in June.
Exactly.
Then it shut down.
Yeah, we had two vacations planned for our families. And
then I was supposed to be at Disney in mid-July. And, you know, I have to admit, I'm a little kicking myself. If it was just me and Carrie that went, we would have probably in hindsight gone, because there was nobody there.
Sure. And you guys could be responsible, and you're not going to put your hand in your mouth and all those kinds of things.
Right. But we had that on the books, but yeah, it's just a bummer. And, although I will say, since we're talking about school, I thought our senior class here caught a little bit of a break. I felt like it was a great trade-off. When they shut the school down in March, they just said, seniors, you're done. You're good. They didn't have to do another thing.
Really? They didn't have to do anything at all? Huh.
Uh-uh. Wow. And I don't know if that was in their emergency playbook, or they just said, forget it. We're not touching anything. Just it was a little bit of, again, what I hate about this whole thing is it becomes a little bit of the wild, wild west in terms of what kind of deals do you want to cut with teachers. That some teachers, they like your child, some don't. It's really weird.
Yeah. It's going to be really interesting to see now that some sports are coming back. Hockey's going to be starting back up here in a couple weeks, or actually I think on Sunday, the Blue Jackets have their first playoff game. And, you know, of course, baseball is back, which, by the way, have you watched a baseball game yet? It is so weird.
Yeah, we did last night.
So weird. It's just so weird to see. But I was talking to somebody the other day, and if you were a team like, I don't know, Tampa or something, where hardly anyone goes, it would just be like, oh, I guess it's another game.
Right. Yeah. But, yeah. The cardboard cutouts are an improvement.
They are slightly, but seeing a place like Wrigley Field or Fenway with just no one there, it's just so weird. It's so weird.
It would be interesting just to see it in person, empty like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you were still working in the news, if we were both still working in the news, we would see it, and it would be odd. It would just be really strange. And college football is coming up. I don't even want to get into that subject.
I know.
Oh, man.
For the college folks, the safest thing for them would be if colleges did delay a month.
Mm-hmm.
Because the players could really be in a quote unquote bubble like the NBA.
Yes. Yeah, they could.
Which, by the way, you know, I know we've kind of gone off subject a little bit, but early on when the NBA got into Orlando and, you know, they're checking into like Grand Floridian and other nice hotels at Disney, I noticed a few tweets, them just like ripping these accommodations.
Really?
And I'm like, you know, guys, we're all not millionaire basketball players. Some people scrape every dime they have to go once.
Oh, seriously.
And they would give their arm to stay at the Grand Floridian.
I know, I'm one of those people. The Grand Floridian is not cheap.
Right. I might have to wait till like my 50th wedding anniversary.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's... I mean, I'm happy that some sports are coming back. Of course, it's strange to see it like that. But at the same time, it just kind of gives us something to watch again. I just think of everything we missed. I mean, we missed the Kentucky Derby this year. We missed
the Masters,
which is going to be
the NCAA tournament
to see it in the fall, and all of this stuff. Yep. And I don't know, schools, you know, and we wanted to talk about this because I feel like a lot of parents are going through this. I just kind of want to wrap it up a little bit and just say, it could sound so cliche, but every parent, no matter what decision you make, you're making the right decision for your family. No matter what you choose, just because we're keeping them home and just because you're sending them, it doesn't matter, because every family is unique and every family knows what's best for them. And it's a difficult situation. And I started off by saying we as parents shouldn't be put in this situation. We should not have to make this choice, but we do, and we have to, and it's tough. And I know a lot of parents have been super stressed about it and gone back and forth.
And particularly when you just turn on the TV and you see two sides arguing one way or the other, only because one says blue and one says red.
Yes.
And it has nothing to do with the schools.
Oh, I know. That's why I don't turn on the TV, Brad.
Yeah, you can't. Well, I mean, the worst is like, I used to like Twitter because you know Twitter back when we were in the news business. It turned into like the AP wire. It was the news wire.
Absolutely, I can't even tell you how many stories I got from Twitter.
And now it's like it just makes you sick looking at it because none of it's real. Like it's just crazy.
There's a lot of things about social media, and of course that's my job is social media. But I've just been so, like everyone else, I've just been so turned off by it because it's just so opinionated. And then there's people making you feel bad for your opinion. And then there's people that are just like, well, I don't understand. This isn't so bad. And then there's other people like, wake up. I mean, like enough with this conspiracy theory stuff, because this is what we're dealing with right now. Okay. Like how it happened, what's behind it, it doesn't matter, because our daily lives are consumed with what we have to do to prevent the coronavirus and what we have to do to keep our family healthy and safe.
Yeah. And you made, again, the point is each family unit has a unique set of circumstances to its own. So don't second guess what you decide. It's like buying a car or a house or any other big decision. You just have to go with what you know, what your situation is, and that's the right answer.
And no, it's not forever, no matter what it is that you choose. If the kids are going back, they're not going to have to wear masks forever. At least we hope.
Oh, sure. No, if anything, that might be true. I think they are on the cusp of some treatments and things of that nature but like you said, hopefully by January.
Oh, let's hope. Well, Brad, as always, it was so fun. Let's not go a full, 4 weeks without doing another episode. And guys, thank you so much for listening. Send us your ideas, comments, thoughts. We'd love to hear from you. And until next time, we will chat with you guys soon.